Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela, and this is CJRO Local First. On March 8th, in celebration of International Women's Plus Day, the Township of Russell Community Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Committee will hold a workshop and networking event celebrating women's leadership and empowerment in the community. To talk about this event, I had the pleasure to interview Fariha Abedin. Hello, Fariha. Thank you for taking your time to talk to us. In a short description, if you could, for those who have not heard of the event, what should participants expect at the International Women's Day workshop?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. It is great privilege that I get to be part of this event. I am currently a part of the Community Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with the Township of Russell. And basically in this committee, we have members and we have some KPIs, so key performance indicator, that we're looking to achieve. And one of the initiatives that I'm leading as being part of this committee is the women leadership, so empowering women in leadership, advancing some skills and networking events, arranging those things. So as part of that commitment and KPI, we have decided to have this event as the International Women's Plus Day event. And this event, any participants who come to this event can expect an engaging community event that celebrates women's leadership, achievements, and contributions. The event is free and runs for, I think it's between 1 to 4:30, offering, I think, opportunities to connect, learn, network, and be inspired through storytelling. And attendees will take away inspiring speakers speaking about women in leadership roles and conversation about gender equality and empowerment, networking and community connection, recognition of women's contribution locally, nationally, globally, and obviously a welcoming environment celebrating diversity and inclusion. Because International Women's Day highlights progress towards gender equality and collective action, events often focus on awareness, empowerment, and community support. So this event would be surrounding just those themes.
I saw on the website of the event that the age of participants is 16 plus. Do you expect anyone present to bring their daughters who are 16 and older? And would you recommend that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is for 16 plus. Setting the event at 16 plus ensure that the discussions and the content remain appropriate and meaningful for that age group and the audience. And the topics that we are discussing in this event, you know, include gender equality, workplace experience, leadership challenges, social issues that resonate more with older teens plus the adults. It also helps create a respectful, focused environment where participants feel comfortable engaging in open conversation in a safe space. So yes, older teens are encouraged to attend with their mothers, their aunts, mentors, or guardians. Bringing daughters or nieces even can make the experience more impactful. It will definitely encourage older teens having those intergenerational conversations about equality and empowerment, exposing young women to role models and leadership pathways, also helping youth feel supported and inspired within their community, especially when they're seeing such women leaders opening up about their experience and sharing their stories.
If anybody who's interested would like to sign up, are there any more spots available? How does it work?
So right now we're fully sold out. I think there has been a few cancellations last couple of days. I am constantly communicating with all participants who have signed up that if they cannot commit to this event, even a couple days before the event and they find out they can't commit, please cancel the event so others can get a chance to register. So please keep checking our Eventbrite page. It is also up on our Municipality of Russell Facebook page and website. You can get a link to it and keep checking to see if there are spaces available. I think right now there's a couple spaces available. And as we go closer to the event, I believe there will be more cancellation because it is a free event.
It must be very stressful for you, like every day trying to coordinate.
Absolutely, but it has been extremely helpful because we have such amazing volunteers, including our committee members, stepping up to help put this event together. Our mayor is going to be there. Our counselor is going to be there. And our keynote speaker, Dr. Bushra Khan, who's very, very notable in the industry. She has a very strong reputation in conducting workshops and giving a keynote in a very interactive way on leadership themes and topics. And visit her website, leadingwithbk.com, and check all the topics that she has spoken about and done workshop on. So having everybody come together to, you know, bring this workshop or this event alive, it has been a great, humble experience, in my opinion, because I feel very supported by all these wonderful women, including the woman who has volunteered and agreed to co-facilitate the workshop part, because it's going to be an intimate, smaller group breakout session. So we need someone to monitor each session or table. And we have some incredible volunteers who stepped up to help out. So I'm very thankful to all of these volunteers and members. And also, I'm very grateful to the municipal government as well, our township, who has, you know, helped us a lot in spreading this message and coordinating a lot of the internal logistics. So when a local government hosts events like this, it helps normalize conversation about equity, representation, and diversity. So it's not meant for working women, but it's for every single woman, of whether you're staying home mom, whether you're working, whether you have a small business, you know, you're welcome to attend this event. See, obviously we promote locally, but if someone's browsing Eventbrite and come across this event and they live outside Russell Embrun, they're welcome to sign up and come. It's first come, first serve.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you too.
Bye.